About the crucifixion itself, excuse me, but it is about something that's and one of those found in verse 25. Secondly, John says, hell, there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother, I asked the question, others, did you imagine what Mary must have felt that day as a mother? Did you imagine the hurt that was in her heart? There are mothers today that have lost children, baby, because of sickness, some tragedy or something else. But I can only imagine what Mary must have felt. I want to talk just a moment about Mary standing by the cross. I think of three things. First of all, I think about the delight of heaven. I am reminded about the birth of Jesus, her son. Don't you know that the birth of Christ was over hard that day? I think about the events about birth of Christ. I believe her mind this day went back 33 years to the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. Thought about the shepherds. I thought about the wise men. I thought about those events. I bet Mary thought about all that, thinking about when those things happened, how exciting it was. There is something about the day that a child is born. I think about Polly and Terry. Today will be a day they'll never forget. But Mary delighted about that day. But I also think about the dedication of Mary after the birth of Christ. Just a matter of days, they took Jesus to Jerusalem, dedicated him, offered the sacrifice for him. I thought about how that Simeon gave his heart and Hannah. Thought about that 12 years old, how they took him to Jerusalem for the Passover. I thought about how that has Christ started his ministry. The Bible says, as for us, his custom, he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Why is that important? Because Mary had instilled that in his heart. I imagine Mary holding baby Jesus, telling him about Joseph, telling him about David and Goliath. Imagine her teaching him about Moses, about Daniel in the den of lions. I believe while she walked it, she would sing the Psalms to him. The dedication that Mary had teaching him the things of God. I thank God for the others dedicated to raising their children right in these days. But then I think about the devotion of Mary. Mary could have easily thwarted Golgotha. She could have said it's dangerous. Don't know how they'll treat me as their crucifying. My son has a common criminal. But John says it so plainly, thou there's good by the cross of Jesus is utter. The word or phrase there stood say. But that isn't the heart of the matter. Every stayed by the cross. I say this, asking the question, sir, where are you standing today? I am saying, stand on your family. Stand by your husband. Stand by your children. And Adam's children disappoint you. Sometimes they hurt you. But love them. Stand by them. But most of all, stand by the cross. Stand by the Lord. Keep Him the center focus of your life, your home, your family. Just some thoughts on my heart. Something about Mary standing by the cross. John on his hands. I challenge you, all of us, stand by the cross. I thank God for all of our brothers. I always try to ask God about recognizing some others to have the Lord getting me through. I won't do the honor our oldest answer. I am thinking that this tale is our oldest answer. How is this hell? Hey, happy to hold her. And I had. I need somebody to get up for work. And the week you get one of those elements, you can help. Thank you.